Rental Service and Parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
What's keeping your house cool while you're away at work? It's the same thing that's cleaning your water while you're fixing supper in the evening. And it's giving you some privacy while you're tucking the kids into bed at night. Trees. Trees work 24/7. While you work, live, and sleep, trees have got your back. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. Dan Strauss is here with me, as is expectant father Ian Geis.
Yes.
How far away are we from B-Day?
Boy.
Baby Day?
Yep, 2 weeks and a day.
So
estimated arrival date. Estimated shipping date.
Yeah. Do you have a code? Did you get
tracking,
an email?
Yes, I'm tracking. I have the tracking number.
Does Angela's stomach say best if used by?
Yes. No, it says Goodyear on it.
So, well, that's.
Oh man, that was mean.
Kidding.
There goes the weekend.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
because you know, pregnant women kind of.
Oh, they love being made fun of for their size.
But they also kind of get a little amorous, if you know what I mean. They
really?
Not at this point, as I recall. It's been 20 and a half years, yeah. I'll grant you.
Maybe it's a case-by-case basis.
Remember that old joke? That old joke where the baby's born and he goes, are you my dad? No, are you my dad? Are you my dad? And then he goes, I'm your dad. And he starts smacking him on his forehead. How do you like that?
Uh-huh.
More of a visual, but
yeah.
Yeah. So everything's okay? Everybody's healthy and...
Everything's on track.
Are you nervous? You're the least nervous guy I've ever known in my life. Have you ever seen Ian overwrought about anything, Dan?
No, not really.
Yeah, no, I mostly have an even keel about everything, but yeah, it's a combination of excitement, I would say,
yeah,
and terror.
But that's the two things,
yeah,
exactly.
So it's very conflicting.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're having a baby. We hope we know what to do.
Exactly.
The excitement is right now. The terror comes when you actually see that baby pop out,
yeah.
And you go.
I don't know if I'm gonna see him pop out.
What do you mean?
I'll be there, but I don't know if I want to peek down below.
You don't peek down below. You just kind of, you're standing up there by
her
shoulder.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll see him once then, yeah.
And you'll see the baby come out. You're not going to be right down there with a catcher's mitt.
Right.
That's not what he was implying, that you would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know if, I don't know. I haven't decided yet if I.
I actually think it comes the next day.
Oh.
The chair part?
Yeah. Because the first day, you're completely freaked out by everything that's going on.
Right.
And you're concerned for your wife, and you're concerned for your child, and all that.
And everybody's healthy and everything.
And, you know, the automatic system will totally kick in that day. And then you go to sleep. And the next day, you wake up and you go, oh, my holy crap, I got a kid.
What the hell happened? I'm a father. It happened when my first son, Corey, when he was born, I saw him come out, and they started cleaning him up and everything, and I'm like, oh, my God, I am a father.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be a father. Yeah. I'm a father.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
When my daughter was born and cleaned up and everything, and my wife was, you know, in the room, and they were taking the baby up to the nursery in the hospital. And I said, well, I'm going to go along. And so I went up to another floor in the hospital, and there were only about 8 or 9 other kids in there, and my kids in the little bassinet or whatever, the tray. It's a glass tray,
right,
that they put your kid in.
The serving tray, yeah.
that's what it really looks like. Later on, it'll be used as a chafing dish for the maternity ward party. And there was no one else in the room, and I'm just looking down, and it's me and my daughter. And I said, hi, I'm your dad. I will always take care of you. Well, I'm here to tell you 20 and a half years later, sometimes I wish you'd just take care of herself.
All right. Deal's over with. There's an expiration date on that deal.
I'll give you a perfect example. Last weekend, she was in town from college for Thanksgiving. My mom was here, too. And we had the big meal. And the next day, we're doing... I don't even remember what we did, but we went out into the world, and after we were done with whatever that stuff was, oh, we had to take my mom to the Apple store to get some stuff for her, the Genius Bar. So after that, my daughter says, hey, Dad, can we go to the Crazy Christmas House?
What's the Crazy Christmas house?
I've talked about this before. There's a house, it's not in my neighborhood, but it's in Ledoux, just off of Ledoux Road.
Just a regular home where they Griswold it up?
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
and they do it every year, and it, out of control, over the top. So much so that there are Marines there on duty because they have Toys for Tots boxes that are always filled.
Nice.
And they have one of those low-power FM transmitters.
Oh, yeah.
So they're playing music that's synced to the... I mean,
very cool. Yeah.
But I'm not talking about somebody who did it on like a casual basis. These people go...
Oh, they start in August, essentially. I know some of those people do.
Yeah, they don't have it up that early, but the planning must begin
in
August, and they get it up before Thanksgiving because they know people will want to go see it. And so my daughter says, Dad, can we go see the Crazy Christmas House?
So that's the official name.
Well, that's what we call it.
Yes.
Because you look at that and you go, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy that these people do it. I'm glad they do it. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against these people, what they're doing. I think it's beautiful. I would hate to live across the street from them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? You can never open up your shades or your blinds because you just get a nuclear glow. It probably comes in even if you have the blinds closed.
You probably see it from space.
You probably can. You can probably see it. Well, we see it from 2 blocks away. It's like a nuclear glow in that neighborhood. Yes. How do you get to the Crazy Christmas House? Just go where that light is. And there's a cul-de-sac in front of the house. I can't remember the name of the street it's on, but it's off Ledoux, like maybe a mile east of 270.
Just look for the glow.
Yes, you can't
get
miss
over
it.
In that area.
And there's a cul-de-sac, and there are other homes there, and I always feel sorry for those other people who, at a certain point, probably had to go, is it November already?
Yeah. I can't compete with that.
Yeah. Are you putting lights up, honey? Nope.
The people who are directly across the street from that house, no lights. Why bother? Why bother doing anything?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to.
So my daughter says, Dad, can we go to the Crazy Christmas House? And I said, I'll be honest with you, honey. You know I love you. You got to start with that. You know I love you. But you're 20 years old now. You know how to drive.
It's not yourself.
If you want to go,
yeah,
maybe take Grandma. Maybe the two of you can go. I've been 20 times. Every year of your life, I've been there. I don't need to see the Crazy Christmas House again this year. Oh, come on. It'll be fun. And I don't say this, but I think to myself, no, it won't.
Maybe they added something.
Well, then I'll hear about it.
Yeah, okay.
And by the way, in the age of the iPhone, if there's something new, I'll be able to get video from her.
Yeah.
Because she'll definitely shoot pictures and video. And so I sent them off. And then, after they go, that's when I thought of, I'm your dad, and I'll always take care of you.
Yep.
Lie! You know, you mean that for the first 18, maybe 19 years.
Yeah, I never told that to any of my kids.
Yeah. The time has come to fly, little sparrow.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to get out of the...
You're 5 years old. Get on. Come on. Move on.
Speaking of iPhones, in about 10 minutes, we're going to have David Pogue on the show. David Pogue is the guy behind Yahoo Tech, and he has written a book about the basics of all of your electronic devices, from your phone to your tablet to your laptop to your desktop, whatever you may have. He's written, you know, there are no owner's manuals for these things. You buy an iPhone or an Android phone, there's no little pamphlet in there that tells you all the little stuff that it can do. You got to find out from somebody else. Really? Oh, if I hold that down, it does that? I mean, and he has now written the book that tells you all of those things. And he sent me an advanced copy of it, and I was looking through it, and I consider myself fairly savvy about this sort of stuff, because I'll go online and I'll look, you know, what's the new stuff that's available and the new operating system, and I'll read that. Oh, that's cool. I like that feature, whatever it is. He has at least 100 things in there I had no idea existed. So he's going to come on and talk about some of this stuff, and that'll be great. One other thing I got to mention before we go. Did you watch either of you Peter Pan live last night on NBC?
I did not. I missed it.
Have you seen it?
No. I've seen some clips online. But
I didn't watch it either. I was out all night. But I did set the DVR because of one reason, and one reason only, Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that he steals the show.
Well, I'm not sure I'd say that.
Really?
Yeah. If by steal the show you mean acted like he didn't quite know that he was in a live TV show.
Maybe.
It was the lowest key performance I've ever seen. Now, I know he's 71, 72 years old, and he doesn't really sing. He sings kind of the way Rex Harrison used to sing in My Fair Lady and that sort of stuff, which is to just speak the lines while the music is going on. That's what Walken did in this thing last night.
And they had him dance a little bit.
He tap danced and most of the time, he looked like he was on Xanax and reading off cue cards. I mean, that's how low-key his performance was. I saw one reviewer call him today, not Christopher Walken, but Sleepwalken.
I love Christopher Walken.
But here's the thing. I realized that, like I said, I recorded it, and earlier today, I went and I watched little bits of it. I wanted to see, you know, okay, Allison Williams was fine. I'm really looking for the giant gaffe. But right. But nobody's talking about a giant gaffe today. Everybody was talking about just how it wasn't much of anything, and I'm not a big fan of it. I never got the Peter Pan thing. I don't know why an adult woman has to play a boy named Peter Pan. That's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
You know, Kathy Rigby did it, and Mary Martin did it, and all these other women have done it. Why? Why does it have to be an adult woman? Are you telling me there's no talented 18-year-old boy who can pretend to be whatever age he's supposed to be? And all of the lost boys in this thing, as I was flicking through it, there's no lost boy on that show last night under the age of 35. So it was just odd. And, you know, I'd forgotten the plot of it. It involves essentially a kidnapping of kids. And you're taking them off to an island where there are natives and pirates and very, very...
And why are you going? Because I never understood the story of Peter Pan. Never got into it. What are they going to the island for?
Because that's where Peter and the Lost Boys live in Neverland, and they desperately need a mommy, and so Wendy's going to be their mommy because they're forcing her to be her mommy, and now you're into a weird Bill Cosby story.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just here's the most basic level of logic. Do you know the character's name that Christopher Walken played?
Was it Captain Hook?
Captain Hook.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you think to yourself, that's his nickname, because after all, he lost his hand to a crocodile, and so he has a hook, and so they call him Captain Hook. You'd be wrong.
Really?
His name is actually Captain James Hook.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
So it's just a coincidence
that he had a hook hand. Huh.
Also, you know, I watched a couple of scenes where the kids are flying, and Allison Williams is flying, and, you know, they're not really flying. It's a live TV production, so just like they did when they did Peter Pan at the Muni years ago, they're on wires. You know, they're wearing harnesses and they're on wires, and you could see the wires on TV. Now, I think when the first Peter Pan production was done on television 60 years ago, maybe 50 years ago, whenever it was, I think people were not quite as up on technology and what you can get with technology as we are today in the 21st century. I think there are people who watched that and went, wow, it looks like they're flying. Now, you could ask a three-year-old, what are you watching on TV? I'm watching people being pulled on wires, Daddy. Mm-hmm. They would all know that. They're savvy enough to have seen everything. If you've never seen anybody fly in any movie, then you might go, oh, that was pretty impressive. No, you wouldn't.
Superman.
Absolutely not. The ratings came in half of what NBC had last year for The Sound of Music Live.
Wow. Oh. Because they promoted this thing like crazy.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. 9 million people watched Sound of Music last year with Carrie Underwood. Bigger star than Allison Williams, obviously. Mm-hmm. But also, I think a lot of people were tuning in because they were hate-watching it. This year, not as many hate-watchers. It had 18 million last year, 9 million this year. They already announced plans for next year. They're probably going to do The Music Man. Fox is talking about doing a live production of Grease.
The Music Man?
Yeah. I don't... Well,
Grease I could handle. But not The Music Man. I saw Grease at the Muni. It was really very good.
There are some musicals that would be nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, West Side Story or something like that. But God, the thing last night just looked completely out of place. And there were no major gaffes except for sleepwalking. That would be it. All right. Take a break and we'll come back. David Pogue joins us next here on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along with this rain out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, Dan, we've got an accident, and it seems like we have one about every other night at this spot. It's on southbound 270 just before Highway 55. We've got lane blockage right now. Traffic is backed up midway between Gravois and Tesson Ferry. Now, it looks like we have some other heavy traffic on southbound 270 between Olive and Ladue, and then from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On the downtown bridge approaches, westbound 5564, slowing Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40. Usual slowdown from Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Robitussin, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne here, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I want to thank you for being part of our listening family, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari.
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish.
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-700-0994. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-700-0994. That's 1-800-700-0994.
This holiday, give the gift of... Give the gift of Cardinals baseball with 5 and 10 game ticket packs. 2015 Cardinals ticket packs are on sale now, and there are 10 packs for you to choose from, starting at just $79. Here's Cardinals president Bill DeWitt on the ring pack.
The 5-game ring pack highlights the replica championship rings from the 67 and 82 World Series, plus the 85 National League championship ring.
Give the gift of tradition. Don't miss the jersey pack.
That's right, Dan. The 10-game jersey pack features 7 jersey giveaway dates.
including the Matt Carpenter batting practice jersey.
There are many more packs to choose from. Cubs pack, Friday pack, bobblehead pack, 85 National League Championship pack, opening day pack, and more. Packs start at just $79. So this holiday season, give the gift of tradition, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your holiday tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it, because now more than ever you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30 plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you.
Thanks!
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 package from both Massage Lux and M&M Golf Cars. The 12 Days of Christmas from Best Transportation, Pro-Am Golf, Yinzer Family Dental, Encore Consignment, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and David Pogue is standing by on the phone. David is a guy who's been writing about tech for many, many years, and about a year and a half ago started up the tech division at Yahoo, where he now blogs about all sorts of things tech-wise and has a whole staff of other people who do the same. They're posting terrific stuff on a regular basis. But I know that one of David's missions in life has been to complete the book that is just now hitting stores. It's called Pogue's Basics, and the subtitle is Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You for Simplifying the Technology in Your Life. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to have you on here. You've been working on this for a while, haven't you?
You're right, and it's funny. It really is kind of like the ultimate summation of my mission in life. I've been spending all my days explaining technology, first, you know, New York Times and the how-to books and on TV, and the more I went through life, the more I realized that if you learn to drive a car, there's this certain course you have to take and a test you have to pass, and if you want to own a gun, you know, you have to get it registered and take lessons. But with technology, they just shove these things into our hands and say, good luck. You don't get a manual. You don't get a course. There's no minimum requirement. So I keep meeting people who I see using their phones and tablets and email and missing the most basic stuff, the most fundamentally simple techniques that would make their life a lot easier. But who's supposed to explain it to them? When were they ever taking the basic curriculum that would have explained the basics? So anyway, so that's the goal of this book, Pogue's Basics, is it's 200 of the simple technology things that you think everybody knows. But it turns out they don't.
Yeah, you have to find out about it from somebody else. And unless you're surrounded by other people who have sat down and just pushed every button on the phone to see what happens, a lot of things go by. I was talking about this earlier, mentioning that you'd be on the show today. I consider myself fairly tech savvy. I've had a computer for since 1986. You know, I'm not an early adopter of every piece of tech, but I try to get in there as soon as I can, and then I do push a lot of the buttons to see what will happen. But your book told me at least 100 things I had no idea existed. So I've got to ask, how many of these days did you spend just pushing a button to see what would happen?
I don't know. I've been, first of all, when I write these computer books, that is what I do all day. So yes, for Mac and Windows and Android phones and iPhones, that is precisely what I do for months on end. But I'm also just sort of tuned into this thing because whenever I find myself doing something on a phone or a gadget that seems like it's awkward or too many steps, I say, I can't believe they would have designed it that way. And 9 times out of 10, they didn't design it that way, that there's a simpler way, but there's no way to know that. There's no manual, there's no, you know, top 10 tips document that comes with it. So I research it, basically. And I also learn stuff the way everybody does. You see someone else doing it in life.
Right.
You're going, wait, what did you just do? But that's not a good system. There should be a single document that has all these things in it. So that was my goal.
Aside from giving you something to do as a career, why don't they have an owner's manual for all of these things?
Well, I've actually done a bit of research on that, and the fundamental thing is that people don't read them. It sounds weird.
Yes.
People complain that they don't know how to use their gadgets, and at the same time, they didn't read the manuals when they used to give you manuals.
Yeah.
But it's not the consumer's fault, not people's fault. It's that, well, the way the business system works in technology is they sell you a gadget or a piece of software, and then a year later, they have a new version. And the only way to get you to buy the new version is to add features. So over the years, I mean, Microsoft Word, it was once a word processor, and now it's, you know, a database and a web design program and a floor wax. So over time, these things become so overloaded with things they can do. First of all, the manual would be 800 pages, and second of all, no one would read it. So what I'm trying to do is say, first of all, don't beat yourself up if you feel like you're left behind by all this stuff, because no human could master all these things. And second of all, here are the 1% of the features that you really should know, and the rest you can let go.
All right, well, let's give concrete examples here. Give me a couple of things. We can start with smartphones, people who have, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone, things that they may not know that phone can do, or a shortcut that will help them do something more quickly.
Sure. Well, the classic example is when you get to the end of a sentence on your phone, don't hit the period, don't make a space, don't capitalize the next letter of the next word. Just hit the space bar twice. Every kind of phone has this shortcut built in that if you hit space, space, it puts the period for you, it puts a space, and it automatically capitalizes the next word you type so the next sentence is ready to go.
Wow.
Because a lot of these phones, the period is on a different keyboard layout.
Yeah.
Like on the iPhone, for example.
Yep.
So you've just saved like 5 keystrokes fumbling to find the period by completely ignoring it and just hitting the space bar twice.
That's a good one. I like that
a lot. And I was going to say, a lot of people don't realize that on any phone, a smartphone or not, when you want to call back the last person you called, maybe the line was busy or whatever, or you think of something new to add, just hit the dial button or the talk button again. It will recall the last number you dialed with it, and that's iPhone, Android phone, any kind, even a non-touchscreen phone. That works on every phone.
So I don't have to go back into recents and then type in the last name of the last person I called. Even, I mean, will this work even if it was a couple of hours ago?
Even if it was a week ago. Yep.
Yeah, just I just did the space.
Wherever
the
you would
space.
Dial, wherever the number pad is, and hit the talk button, and it will call back the last person.
I like that. One of the complaints that I've always had about phones, and I'm an iPhone guy, is the battery just doesn't seem to last long enough. Are there better ways to charge the phone and get the phone to hold the charge longer, or maybe to have it not drain power as much?
Yeah, all of the above, actually. For phones and tablets, the way to think of it is your battery is like a leaky bucket, right? So the leak is coming out faster the more stuff you do on it, and it depends on what you're doing with it. And so even if it's plugged in, even if you're using it while you're charging it, that's where you're pouring water into the bucket, it may not be fast enough coming in as it is going out. A lot of times I hear iPad owners mystified as why they plug their iPad in, and it says in the upper right corner, not charging. Well, they're like, how could it be not charging? It's plugged in. Well, the answer is whatever you're doing on the tablet is using up electricity faster than it's being pumped in. So anyway, so the tip is this. If you need to charge the thing in a hurry, like let's say you woke up and you thought it was charging all night, but you discovered that it wasn't, put it in airplane mode. So that means nothing is being drained out of the battery, and all the charging you're doing is filling it up for when you have to go out or turn it off completely. That's the fastest way to charge the phone. And then there are also, you know, a number of things that you can do to make the battery last longer as you're using it through the day. There's, you know, two pages of this stuff in the book, but I would say one of the biggest is go into your email settings and stop having it check email every 5 seconds. A lot of these accounts come set to display an email alert as they come in, which means that they're actually pinging your email every second or so. That takes a lot of juice. So if you just have the email check when you open the email app, you'll save so much juice.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris talking with David Pogue, whose new book is called Pogue's Basics, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You for Simplifying the Technology in Your Life. There's also a TED Talk that David did about a year and a half ago, that's only gotten about 4 million views on YouTube. And in that, you only ran through 10 or so things. This one is full of a couple of hundred of these tips that people don't know about. One of the other questions that people ask me all the time, particularly when a new iPhone or iPad or Android phone is introduced, is do I need to get that? Do I need to upgrade that? And I myself just did upgrade. I had the iPhone 4S. I skipped the 5s and I went to the 6 when it came out a couple of months ago. And I'm very happy with it because I like the bigger screen and I like the faster processor and everything it can do in there. But for most people, is it necessary to upgrade every couple of years?
No, and actually, I like the way you just did it. I would definitely avoid, you know, upgrading every year. I don't even think Apple or Samsung expects you to upgrade every year. But I think an every other year cycle makes a lot of sense, both financially, because that's when your cell phone carrier, like Verizon or AT&T, that's when they'll give you the discount on a new phone is after 2 years. But also feature-wise, I mean, they really aren't going to come up with that much new after 1 year. But after 2 years, you'll start to see that this thing has really evolved. And you should also know when they come out. That a lot of people say, oh, I just bought this phone 2 months ago, and now there's a new model. Well, you wouldn't have that problem if you knew when they come out every year. They're on a cycle. So iPhones come out every September. iPads come out every October. Cameras come out in February and October. So you can start to learn the timing of these things so you won't get played.
Cameras? People are still buying cameras?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. Now the cameras
not as
are
many,
Wi-Fi.
But actually, it's the pocket cameras that are disappearing. But the more professional ones, the nicer ones, are actually doing great.
In the book, you cover gadgets, phones, tablets, cameras, and a category called everything else with a plug. And then you go over things on the internet, from email to Google to watching videos online. By the way, how can I stop websites that autoplay a video as soon as I go to watch a news article or something?
Isn't that obnoxious? I would never work for a company that does that, like Yahoo.
I was going to say.
Actually, I actually got a chance to speak to our CEO, Marissa Meyer, about that very issue. And I'm like, isn't that sort of noxious that you go to read an article and the video starts playing by itself? And she said actually that on Yahoo, you will know when you are clicking anything that's going to start auto-playing because there's a big fat play triangle. In other words, the creators of that article think in that instance that the video is more important than the text. So at least you know. But there's all kinds of ad blockers and add-on software programs that can prevent anything from blinking or flashing at you until you're ready. On the Mac, I use this one called Click to Flash, and everything that would start playing just comes up as a blank window until you decide you want it, and then you click in the blank area and it starts playing.
Oh, I like that. I'll definitely look for one of those. So I was writing through the things that you write about in the book, from gadgets to online things, and you also do chapters on Facebook and Twitter in a part of the book about social networks. Since so many of our listeners are on Facebook and Twitter, following you at Pogue or me at Paul Harris Show, give us a couple of tips for those.
Well, this one blew my mind last year. I discovered that you have a secret Facebook mailbox that is probably filled with messages, and several of them are going to be really important to you. So Facebook wants to protect you from spammers, right? So they only allow you to get messages on Facebook from people who are your friends, your official friends that you've signed up with on Facebook. So anyone else who tries to send mail to you will not get through unless they pay a dollar, and most people aren't willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they may email you anyway, and it will wind up in a secret inbox called Other, and you've probably never even seen it. So go to the messages area, and the list of messages has at the top a button that says Other. And if you click that, you'll find hundreds or thousands of emails or Facebook messages that have come into you over the years without your awareness. Most of them are indeed spam. Most of them are marketing messages or scams. But in there, you'll find things like, college reunion notices, or somebody you know died, or an invitation to a wedding, things that you just never suspected. And a lot of times you just swat your forehead and say, oh, I can't believe I missed that. You've got to check the Other folder from time to time, or you'll miss important stuff.
But the other side of that must be a lot of people who have sent Facebook messages and never got a reply, or wonder, why does this person hate me?
That's exactly it. They never get a reply, and they think you're a jerk. Well, okay, Mr. High and Mighty doesn't answer my message.
I'm unfriending you.
Exactly. And I also think that part of the mission of the book should be explaining stuff that you hear everybody talk about, but nobody ever explains it well. And in the case of Twitter, that would be the hashtag, that pound sign. You even hear people use it in speech now, like hashtag you only live once. And so in the book, there's a bunch of explanations of things like that, QR codes, those strange square barcodes that you see on bus shelters and movie posters. And it's just sort of getting you in the loop on what these are and why they became social phenomena.
All right. Last thing I want to ask you about is, in a world of smartphones and tablets of all different sizes, are we done with the era of laptops and particularly desktop computers? Do PCs matter anymore?
They do. What happens in technology is that things ebb and flow, but nothing ever really goes away. Like satellite radio was supposed to kill AM/FM radio, and it didn't.
Right.
And before that, TV was supposed to kill radio.
We're still here, David.
Yeah, exactly. Who would just listen when they can watch, too? But no, in technology, things just kind of add on. So desktop PCs are much less interesting and much less popular than mobile devices, but they have their purposes, like having a huge screen and having a lot of storage. So they will always find their niche.
Of course, you still have to upgrade your software every 2 years, or Microsoft or Quicken will shut you down.
that obnoxious. It's like a treadmill, and you pay for the privilege to stay on it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. As I mentioned at the beginning here, the book is amazingly full of things that you had no idea existed in the tech world. This should be not only on your shopping list for the holidays, but something that you give someone who you're also giving a tech device to. Hey, honey, I bought you that new phone, and since you won't know how to use it, I also got you David's book. It's called it's called Pogue's Basics, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You for Simplifying the Technology in Your Life. You'll also find David on yahootech.com. Always a pleasure, David. Thanks for coming back on today.
Thank you. If I could just throw this out, at poguesbasics.com, that's where the video is that you can watch the 10 of these that started the whole thing.
The TED Talk from last year?
Yeah, it's at poguesbasics.com.
Does it autoplay?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, then I can recommend it. David Pogue here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Dorset down through Ladue, from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Now, they have cleared the one accident off to the right shoulder, but now it looks like we have a stall on southbound 270 before 55 in one of the center lanes. You have stop-and-go traffic, it looks like, in pockets between Gravois and 55. On eastbound 270, things are stacking up now between McDonald and that goes all the way through New Florissant, and then some slow pockets as you make your way out towards 367. On eastbound 70 slash westbound 44, you're slowing from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Westbound 40, you're jamming up now from Kings Highway approaching there through McCausland from 270 out through Mason. Eastbound 40, jamming from Timberlake Manor to Mason, and southbound 170 on the brakes in pockets from Olive down through Highway 40. And this report is brought to you by Robitussin. It's the number one pharmacist-recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin and don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers.
Winners of 6th Street, the Missouri Tigers will play in the SEC Championship game for the second consecutive season coming up this Saturday inside the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The Tigers, ranked 14th in the country, will take on number one Alabama. The game kicks off at 3. Tiger Network coverage begins at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
See SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com to see appearance times for the original Crestwood Plaza Santa.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hey, Mizzou fans. Stop by before or after the game and see what Real's all about. Lion's Choice has been serving real roast beef sandwiches since 1967. Quality, taste, and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today. Get real.
Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Big band. I can't even say
the
it.
What?
Here The Big Bound Sands? Yeah, that's what it is.
It.
It's the Big Bound Sands of the Big 550 KTRS. I have to tell you one more tip from David Pogue's book for people who have an iPad or any other tablet and you have small hands and you're looking at the tablet sideways and you want to type an email or a Facebook message or a note to yourself or a text message or whatever it is, but the keyboard is too big for you to hold the iPad by both sides and reach the keys with your thumbs. This is so great, and you didn't know this until today, because I didn't know it until this morning when I read it in David's book. If you put your thumbs in the middle of the keyboard and spread them apart, it will break it into two smaller keyboards, and you can reach them from the corners of the iPad.
Whoa. No kidding.
Yeah. Just like on the iPad 6, if you are on your main screen of the iPhone 6, It's much taller. It's like a half an inch or more taller. And if you have, I have big hands, which is why I love this phone. It's good for me. But if you have smaller hands, if you just double tap, don't push twice, but if you just double tap on the home button, it brings the icons on the home screen down and you can reach them all from there. So you can still do it with just one finger or just one hand. To get to everything that's on there. I mean, that's the sort of stuff he has in the book to make you go, whoa, nobody told me that.
Yeah, I just had to look up last night because I wanted to take a screenshot of my phone. Do you know how to do that on your phone?
I read it in David's book. you push the home button and the on-off button at the same time.
Well, yeah, for my phone, it's the power button and the volume down button.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's all different makes and models have their different
shortcuts. Now, why would you need a screenshot of your phone, for example?
I wanted to take a picture of something on Facebook.
Yep.
And send it as a picture.
Yep.
So.
You know what I would use it for? When my phone doesn't do what I want it to do, and I want to take a picture of that and take it into the Apple store and say, why is my phone doing this? And then, of course, when I'm there, it won't do it while I'm there. So I want to be able to have a picture of that
proof
and say
that
to the guy,
I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I'm not lying to you. My phone did this weird thing. And then they'll look at it and go, oh, okay, you do this. Beep, boop, 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 boop. And, you don't actually just make the sound. Wouldn't the world be a much better place if to fix problems you just went, beep, boop, 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 boop?
Yes.
The screenshot is just what's on your screen.
Right.
And it takes a picture of whatever that is and then puts it in your photos.
Yes.
That photo, yeah. Oh,
okay. On the camera roll of your phone.
Gotcha. Very nice.
Again, P-O-G-U.